Welcome to the Soapcast.
Presented by the Soap Factory.
My name's Pete Dreesen, and I am a visual artist, and I have been producing in the Twin Cities for about 20 to 25 years. I also run a small gallery out of my house called Tuck Under Projects. That's temporary on hiatus while I'm working on this project at the Northern Pacific Rail Yard. Northern Pacific Rail Yard is in Brainerd, Minnesota, in the center of the state. It's often considered the gateway to the lakes area and to the North Woods. Originally, it was a railroad town, and after that it became a logging town, and then eventually in the mid-50s and early 60s became more of a lakes entry point for fishing and recreation. And so now it's kind of a juxtaposition of all of those. The Northern Pacific site itself is a 45 or so acre campus that was built by the Northern Pacific Railroad Company. This was in about 1870. So it's a series of 14 raw, rugged buildings, much like the Soap Factory itself, brick walls, steel girder ceilings. One is a pattern for the sheet metal. Another one was for horses. And another one was the roundhouse, which was a 44-door building for the trains to come through and be rotated around as they fixed them. The blacksmith shop and the boiler shop, as well as the mechanic shop, were their three largest buildings. They're approximately 80 feet wide, both over football fields long. One of the sites is a studio-like process space where I'm building everything. The other site is going to be more of an exhibition site in the blacksmith shop. In the blacksmith shop, I will be producing a abstract trestle-like sculpture that will be installed lengthwise running down the railroad track in the building. It's going to be about 60 yards long, so you'll be able to walk down the center of them and then also on the sides of it. The other space, the process space, we're building a recognition piece, kind of like a monument and memory piece to the former workers, the workers that worked in all the buildings. I referenced a lot of imagery at the local Crow Wing County Museum, which was very helpful, and I found group shots of all the workers, you know, in clumps of 20, 30, and then up to very large groupings of 200 and 300 taken at the turn of the century. So this piece is going to be reflective of those particular workers. The city still has a lot of people who live in the town who are related to those former workers. And so this is a big component of the piece, is that we're very grateful to what they created in the past in building the region. So there's approximately 35 worker figures that we're creating, each of them kind of marching or standing in a momentary pose. For the exhibition, I have Mike Flora, who is a young sound composer. And he is producing two different sound pieces for both the interior exhibitions. One for the trestle will be a more lingering conceptual piece. It's going to be about an 8 to 15 minute loop based on recordings he did at the site. Another one is a piece that's going to be in the process site where the workers are. And that's going to be a more playful, more staccato, a little bit goofier, somewhat of a plasticized sound piece. Each of those will be with four speakers in each of the buildings. I'm looking at the notion of the trestle being a supportive structure, something similar to sustainability, towards ideas of bootstrapping and scaffolding and teamwork, that sort of thing. Those are some of the things we worked on during the kids workshop, where they made trestles themselves. We worked on the six C's of empowerment. The six C's are caring, confidence, competence, connection, character, and contribution. There's this notion that the trestle being built, whether it's individual or in a collective of many trestles together, is both a host and a carrier. It both starts a living, breathing ecosystem, but then is also a component of a larger breathing ecosystem. So both the train site carries itself over to another jurisdiction, becomes another living, breathing hub, and then so on. It keeps on growing in this networked type of system. And so the trestle is a component that's often overlooked that carries the larger power structure on top of it. The title of the project is Trestle Support Systems. It's going to be held at the Northern Pacific Rail Yard in Brainerd, Minnesota. It opens Saturday, October 28th from 6 to 9 p.m. in the blacksmith shop, and also the boiler shop will be the process space. And also on October 28th, the buses leave the soap factory here in Minneapolis at 2 and 4 p.m. And we will have Northern Pacific Rail Yard tours by the owners themselves at 4 and 5 p.m. on the same day. The following day, on October 29th, we are having an artist talk and dialogue, and also a complex tour at 1 p.m. on that Sunday. The show itself runs Wednesday, October 25th through Saturday, November 4th, and the gallery hours are basically Tuesday through Sunday, 11 to 6 p.m., and also they can get a private tour by appointment by contacting me at pete@petedreesen.com. And for further information, you can contact the Soap Factory or go to their website at soapfactory.org.